Welcome to Hammered Out! Number one sports betting show coming out by McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tony.
Baby Tony.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder.
What? Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Sire.
Good day.
Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
We kick off week 15.
We do.
Week 15 is upon us.
With
an intriguing matchup of 5-8 clubs.
AFC West 5-8ers.
Mm-hmm.
Cream of the crop.
What was the ceiling on the Chargers season? Like at the start of the year, what would you thought?
Oh, 13 wins, division, Super Bowl contender.
AFC divisional round.
I thought Justin Herbert was already the MVP, like when the season started.
Are we ready to realize that Kellen Moore's big done this shit or not yet?
I'm a bear.
Yeah.
Well, Brandon Staley.
I mean, Dak's having the best season of his entire fucking
career. Yeah, because fucking Big Mike's at the fucking helm.
That's a cool necklace, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Let me see.
I can't see it.
It's
like double crosses, but cool crosses.
It's like chrome hearts, but came to life.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Fucking.
Thanks, Tony.
That is
sweet.
Sweet.
I might need to refresh the St. Anthony.
No.
It is nice.
No.
I might get a new same thing.
You fucking gold. You've been saying that forever. You won't.
Shut. I literally said that for the first time.
How'd we do last night? I know we went streaking.
Oh, yeah.
We went streaking.
We went streaking.
Thanks to AD, we went streaking.
Hockey wasn't great.
I was right about the Giannis over everything.
Yeah, you were.
Pacers highest total ever in NBA history did fucking hit. Let's go.
Congrats.
It did.
FIU never really had a chance.
FAU is a good ball club.
Yeah.
Utah State, still a wagon.
Yep.
Longwood, still a wagon.
Longwood.
Just the only team who let us down was Queens. Plus 6.5 at home, didn't cover.
Can't have it.
Everyone else was a winner.
Disastrous loss to the Jazz for the New York Knicks.
Yeah, that killed a parlay. That killed one parlay.
It's not good.
He said it's good home barn. You said it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
Bruce, you did warn me.
Yep, I did. I had a bad feeling. And, you know, you start doing all this no Mitchell Robinson stuff, the defense just falls apart at the seams.
We got NBA tonight?
Oh, yeah, we do.
We got NHL tonight?
We do.
We got a couple college basketball.
I only got one pick in college basketball tonight. Okay. It's an ugly slate.
We got 40 more?
Oh, yeah. Tottenham's going tomorrow.
Whew. Guess what we got tonight, though?
Tottenham's going tomorrow?
Yeah, against Nottingham Forest.
Nottingham Forest, Shelly.
Nottingham Forest,
Shelly. Guess what we have 3 points tonight?
What do we have tonight, Tony?
Give it to him, Mitt.
Speaking of 3 points.
Boom.
Bow, bow.
Thursday Night Football on Amazon. Bow. Raiders are 3-point favorites with a total of 34.5. The kickoff will be at 8:15 at Allegiant Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
When do we think we're going to get sick of tweeting out the Easton hockey stick? Is that not old yet?
People are doing that.
All week.
What part of the internet are you on?
The one that's on there way too much.
A weird one. Sometimes I log into PMS Source, which is a old... insider account that Gumpy used to champion, and I get a little slice of Gumpy's internet, and it's a little heavy metal.
Easton hockey sticks have not made it.
They started tweeting them last week, and I've seen it every fucking day.
Yep, his full name is actually Easton Synergy High Tech Elite Hockey
Stick. I feel bad for Easton because I'm an Easton fan. Was a big fan of North Dakota State.
The Stealths? The SB-12? Eastons are great.
But he's getting dealt a short stick here with no Keenan Allen.
You out nailed
it. You know, no Mike Williams.
Nailed it.
Kind of a shell of the offense that we once knew. But, you know, I'm excited to see Easton stick out there tonight.
In what world does this go over?
It's a low total.
No way.
I could see a lot of turnovers.
I just don't want to... It feels like last week.
Like I'm on the under.
That's
my pick. I'm on the under.
I do optimistically see it as a race to 17. Optimistically. That is, I mean, I'm
wishful. That would stay under.
I'm wishful, yeah, but I'm wishful thinking for a good game. A race of 17 is my
Raiders.
My pie, but here's the thing:
Raiders offense has been decent against bad defenses.
But here's the thing: it's not.
Well, I mean, they also,
these are good defenses.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No,
the total feels low.
The teams need to finish in the damn red zone because, like, the ball's gonna move. And that was the thing with the fucking Vikings game last week. I watched the old Raiders Vikings game. The ball moved a shit ton. Just turnovers in the red zone, missed field goal by the Vikings. Like, that's the reason why it was 3-0. It was annoying.
Yep.
A fumble in the red zone, like. What are we doing?
Yeah,
what
are we doing? It feels low, but one team just lost 3-0 and another one at New England 6-0.
Yeah.
That wasn't just, I mean, Chargers lost on Sunday.
Yeah, but they scored a little bit.
A touch.
I'm gonna go under because
I respect it.
It's the only place I want to go.
Give me the Raiders.
Yes.
It's just a hill you have to die on tonight.
In my mind, though, what's Jacoby Myers' fucking over under?
I don't know. But do you want to you want me to give you a little parlay action?
Oh, here we go.
Sounds like you want to give it, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously not betting this for personal reasons, but it would be way cooler if it happened.
Sure.
Big man.
If you parlay the Raiders to win the game and a defensive/special teams touchdown, Raiders almost popped a punt return last weekend. I don't know. I'm kind of feeling it. That's +850. I'm not saying I threw it, but I like it.
I appreciate that. I am on the Chargers. I got the 3.5, I think -130 earlier this week.
What happened to you?
Hey, I mean, I love the Raiders.
Do you? It feels like you haven't loved the Raiders much this year. It feels like there hasn't been many autumn wins.
You're full of shit. We had.
And you've jumped ship the last two fucking weeks.
We had a very nice window where the Giants season was dead in a ditch and the Raiders were coming to life. And now, oh, how the turntables. The Giants hat is back on my head. And here I am giving out the Chargers +3.5. Here is my thinking. I do not think, you know, Josh Jacobs questionable. Everybody basically.
Sorry, what?
Everybody noteworthy on the Raiders, essentially, besides Bubs Blaine, is questionable going into tonight. I don't think that the Chargers have much worse of an offense than the Raiders do heading into this game. I do see it as a race of 17. Easton Stick did throw the ball decent in his debut with Herbert going down. He kind of moved him down the field better than Herbert did in that ball game. And he didn't run the ball. But in the preseason, he did run the ball. 11 carries, 82 yards. He can move a bit at North Dakota State. He was doing it all the time. I think his legs are the difference tonight. And the Chargers either win outright or lose a close one by a field goal. 3 in the hook. If the Raiders were catching 3 in a hook, I would probably be on the Raiders.
I'm out on the under.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm out on it.
You're going on the Chargers?
Nope. I'd like Jacoby Myers over 42.5.
Fair.
Wow.
I'd like Easton Stick over 188.5.
Jeez.
And I'd like Aiden O'Connell over 202.5.
Whoa.
What?
Oh, shit, my mic.
This one's going to be a barn burner.
You know who I also like in the over department?
Give me the over for the game, too.
You're a sicko.
What's Aiden O'Connell to run one in?
What's fuck? I mean, like, if you're showing me
600-1,
like
probably.
I like Michael Meyer over.
Easton Stick's only +500
to rush one.
Yeah,
it's probably
gonna Kobe happen. Myers +325. I mean, you could put together a nice same game parlay here.
Yeah,
I don't know why I like Jacoby tonight. Yeah, I'm feeling it with Jacoby tonight.
I mean, he's a starter.
Michael Mayer's been getting the rock a fair bit.
Michael Mayer. Michael Mayer.
I'm diabolically confident in the Chargers +3. Diabolically.
Love to see.
Why not?
Love to see it.
I genuinely would be shocked if the Raiders like pull away and win by a touchdown. Genuinely. It would be. I don't know. I mean, what, they just fucking lost 3-0. Lane 3.
The Chargers got shit kicked as a favorite against the Broncos.
Is Herbert worth 7 points?
Yeah,
I'd say so.
Honestly, he's probably worth 10 points. He's a good quarterback.
Like, what would the Chargers be -3 at the Raiders tonight?
At least.
4, I'd say.
Yeah.
Chargers would be laying 4. I'd be
on the Raiders.
I'd be on the Raiders
+4.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. But we are now in a world where the line moves 7 points, and
here we are.
And you got here Easton we are. Stick.
Here we are. Public lean, Raiders.
Obviously, I don't know if these are any of our most confident picks of all time. Bruce feels a little confident.
Yeah, more
confident.
It's up there.
I'm starting to like the Raiders a lot.
My plus eight.
I'm pretty confident too.
Yeah. I love
the boys are going to be.
I love the Raiders
slinging it tonight.
I wish it was fucking Jimmy G. It's my only issue.
Might be.
I've seen Jimmy G. That's my main. I know Jimmy G. I got enough of Jimmy G in my life.
That's how I lose.
Jimmy I just G. don't.
But it feels like, hey, fuck it. Thursday night football, we're 5-8. Let's fucking sling the pills around the yard tonight.
Nothing to lose.
Boom.
Nothing.
Boom.
Nothing to lose. Defense, nothing to really play for.
Actually, I'm incredibly confident in my picks right now.
There's a boost, Crosby and
Are we seeing green?
We didn't see green with the one last night, but I imagine we're seeing green with this one.
There's
Mac and Crosby to both have a sack is plus 150.
What's L's? L's got Chargers and Raiders combined for over 2.5 passing touchdowns. I love it.
I got a new phone. I got a new phone and ESPN Bet just suspended me. We're getting a new phone.
I don't see a seeing green boost, but.
There was an L Duncan special. Is that what you guys just said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. Over 2.5 passing touchdowns.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Seems tough.
Okay. We'll see.
Jeez.
We'll see.
Good luck.
God bless.
Don't say it.
Thursday night football.
Show's not over. Let's go to the NBA.
Yes.
What do you guys like tonight?
You know what? Not really loving the board.
What?
What's your deal?
It's a good board.
It is a good board.
I mean, who do you need to know?
I was very torn on a lot of these games, but one game that I'm not torn on that's a 7:30 is Chicago going into Miami. Ooh. I like Miami minus the 3.5 here. I don't care.
I do not care.
I love Miami.
Who do you just take, Miami?
He likes the Heat.
And then to go into Dallas. Minnesota's going into Dallas. Kyrie Irving is not playing, but I think that Luka will ball out here. Dallas also, I just saw it was like 90 or 80% of the money was on Minnesota, and that's the only reason why I picked Dallas here. It's a pick 'em. Dallas minus 110. Kyrie Irving is out. I also like Brooklyn catching 9.5 going into Denver. Brooklyn's just too good of a team to be catching 9.5 against anybody. And then I like Oklahoma City plus 2 going into Sacramento. Just kind of think that's going to be a Shai Gilley versus De'Aaron Fox game. And I think Shai Gilley will pull that one out.
I agree with Mitt on the Mavs.
Okay.
On the money line there. I also agree with Mitt on OKC catching 2.5.
Okay.
And then the will not lose moneyline parlay.
Yes. Okay,
sure.
Celtics, Nuggets, Clippers, plus 120.
Okay. Yes.
Yep. I am laying the 5.5 with the Clippers. Obviously, the Warriors will be without Harry Douglas. No Mike Tyson. No Draymond Green for the foreseeable. I like the Clippers to get the job done.
Buster Douglas?
There it is.
That boy bad?
That's Harry Douglas.
That is what got me there. It's so Buster.
Is Draymond out of the league? Is he kicked out of the league?
Indefinitely.
I actually thought that was a good reference. I thought you were referencing Darius Butler's story of Harry Douglas.
I'm not going to sleep tonight after I just bottled that joke.
Yeah, that was tough.
Okay.
That was bad.
All right, today.
All you had to say was that boy bad.
Tomorrow's anew.
We would have known.
All I had to say was Buster.
What's your one college basketball?
Oh, college basketball, the one?
Yeah.
I like Lamar catching 1.5 at home versus Louisiana Monroe.
Okay.
Give me the Citadel boys on the road, getting out of the Dell. See, the Citadel boys, they're 500 on the road, but you got to kind of love them on the road because obviously they live in like a
in
essentially
Dell.
A prison.
Draw from the park, Carmine.
Bro, what the
It's like a voluntary prison.
Nick, how are we?
Good, Tony. How are you?
Good. How's the ice?
Run the gauntlet.
It was all right last night. 1-1. I mean, Penguins won though. Pens back.
They win. They're back.
Power play is fucking hottest power play leagues ever.
Just
seen.
When fucking think. Every fucking lad on the team's wearing a turtleneck now.
Just when you think we're up.
I forgot it's dad's trip.
Back.
Gotta go with the team on the dad's trip. Can't bet against the dads on a dad's trip.
Correct. You do. So
I did do that the other night. I learned my lesson.
Let's start tonight with the Capitals and the Flyers. Flyers are
no pants.
Minus 130 for you.
Have the Canes wore the pants yet?
Huh?
Canes wore the pants yet?
You mean the Whalers?
Yes, the Hartford Whalers.
No, that's not till February.
Yeah, they have not worn the Whalers pants yet. I don't have a play for this one.
No.
Both these teams.
Stink?
No.
No, they're Flyers, both very good.
Both playing above expectation for sure. That's hockey, but baby. They're kind of just hit or miss every night. You don't know what you're going to get. So I'm staying away.
Leafs are heavy favorite. Ooh. Can we take them? Or?
Yeah, I will take them on the 60-minute money line here. After they absolutely beat the piss out of the New York Rangers.
Oh, yeah, they did.
The Rangers don't play anymore. They haven't played since that game.
Yeah, their schedule's weird as shit.
There's some people saying that Johnny Quick needs to take over the starting role.
Sturkin?
Saw nothing worse than a goalie controversy.
Saw some khakis saying that.
Where's Georgiev?
He's in Colorado.
Yeah, he's out. We got Louis Domingue and the what's it called?
Stanley Cup champion Jonathan Quick.
E-Gup. What is it? Emergency backup.
E-Bug. That's not what that is. Yeah.
Tuukka Rask.
That's just your.
What if Tuukka Rask was just the E-Bug everywhere?
Wild.
Take the Amtrak.
The Canes stay on the road. What?
This is another one that's tricky because the Caniacs lost what was it? Four or five in a row.
Yeah.
But it was a Western Conference wrote the way out west, West way Coast swing.
There. The Shark Tank. The Shark
then they come back. Hungry. They pound Ottawa 4-1, and now they're in Detroit. I'm gonna stay away. Let's see if it was a one night thing for the Canes, or if they're officially back.
I do have a play here.
It's the Canes.
No, Red Wings plus 1.5 -160.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Sends in the Blues or square.
Oh, the Blues.
Got to take the Blues. Rules of the game.
Oh, this fired coach.
Fired coach game. Oh. First game with a new coach.
Who is the new
barbecue coach? Bruce?
Hold the phone. We do have some barbecue Bruce.
Really?
Yeah.
Guess who's coaching Team Canada at the Spengler Cup?
Go ahead, Tony. Guess.
Barbecue
yeah.
Bruce.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Everybody's fucked.
They have gone with Drew Bannister as the interim OC for now. He was the Springfield Thunderbirds.
Okay.
Coach. DC.
What?
You said the interim OC.
I meant to say HC. You get it.
Where is he from?
The Springfield Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
Tough bar.
But he had the boys flying.
He did.
The boys were Thunderbirds.
So I will take the Blues just because of the rules of the game. And Binner's been playing well all year. So
okay.
They're only 13-14-1.
They hated that coach.
Flames are at the Wild.
I'll take the Wild at home.
Ooh.
Give me the Wild.
Wow.
No, you don't like
that. Calgary's. Both these teams
is
not great.
Is LaFleur in that?
Who is going for? No. It is Philip Gustafsson.
Oh, Gusty.
No, Jacob Markstrom for the Flames.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Jeez, how many years he got left? Five.
Lightning are at the Coil.
Yeah. So what's? I mean,
what are we doing?
I like the Oilers, but
they're hot.
I hate that we're back to the point where the Oilers are like -175 favorites at home heavy. Every night.
-150.
I got 175 here.
Oh, I mean, if you want to, don't shop around, but if you want to shop around.
Are you 60 minute in?
Uni?
No. The duel.
What is the 60 minute? Give me the 60.
I'm not doing it. I'll lay the juice. I'm not.
What's the 60 minute? You were just in there.
I'm not sweating it. Move the line, please. -120.
Yeah, give me 120. Wow. Edmonton Coilers.
Who's in net for the Lightning?
I would suspect Vasi. It's nothing official yet, but probably Vasi versus Stu Skin.
Oilers are wagging again.
Kraken are big favorite skins of Blackhawks.
Yeah, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and take the Hawks.
Whoa.
I said the Kraken stink. No, I'm just taking the Hawks.
Plus 200.
Yeah. I said the Kraken stink, then they pounded Florida 4-0, which was a surprise. But Florida is on the West Coast trip right now. So give me the Hawks.
Okay.
Let's see if Bedzie can get it done.
And then the end of the night, speaking of the Panthers, they walk into the Coover's house in Vancouver, Canada.
Let me tell you what tonight.
Something special about
that. Yeah, let me tell you what tonight is.
Little Santa?
Fucking might as well be about as close as you can get.
For Canadians.
Yeah. Roberto Luongo bobblehead night. Back in Vancouver, and the Couvers are +105.
Didn't they ship him off to Florida?
He's a fucking Couver legend, no matter what. Ship him
off to Florida.
Oh. Who's the advantage in this game?
The Couvers, dude.
That's why they're honoring him tonight. Two former teams. He was an incredible goaltender for both teams.
What tarp is he wearing?
I would suspect he'll be in a Couvers tarp, but Maybe split tarp.
What if he's wearing a Florida Panthers t-shirt underneath his Coovers?
I think it might be a split tarp because, you know, this is just too big of a moment for me to pick this game. We have to bring out our friend. No. That's what you fucking did, yeah. You prick.
Pick it up, Tony.
I'm not doing it. All rise for the honorable climb.
What's your problem?
I'm so sick of this fucking thing, dude.
What's your deal?
Hasn't lost.
Oh, Pat's dangling. Oh, snipe.
Bill, it's on backwards.
It's on the backwards.
You look like a fucking asshole.
Fucking asshole. Talk. Those are sweet shoes.
I can't change that camera.
See, he's got full shoes.
Hell yeah.
Bill's got shoes from 7th grade. tonight is a special coin night. It's Roberto Luongo bobblehead night between the Coover Coovers and the Florida Panthers.
Does Luongo play still?
He played graciously for both of these teams. Yeah.
Many moons ago. He's
done. I don't think he's still playing. Nick decided to call in the coin. The coin is
Stanley Cup to the Bruins.
Fun fact, the coin is undefeated this year. No losses.
Duh!
Don't look now.
We only do it twice. It's not that hard.
Whoa. we announced it earlier, and Tony got all pissy and threw his picture down and got mad that we were doing it. So,
what's going on here?
Well, I knew fucking
bad vibes for the coin.
Well, I knew fucking Bobby Tight.
You're not landing on the Coovers with these vibes.
Our painter was supposed to finish painting, and he never finished painting. Is it right? Yeah. It was up. It fell.
A lot of bucks being passed in this room right now.
Coin, please.
Flip it, please.
Boy, I do not like this.
Florida Panthers will be heads. Vancouver Coovers will be tails.
Coin is being flipped on a sheet of ice. Normally it's set during the day. I believe this is the nighttime flip of the ice. Yeah.
Tails. Vancouver.
All right. Oh, Coover Coovers. Stick tap for the boys. Thank you. Hey.
Plus money at home.
Patrick, good dangles out there, Patrick. That's a good one. Yeah, I saw him.
Good luck, guys.
Thanks, Talk.
Thanks, Talk. Good luck,
guys. Boy, does Bill look like an asshole.
Why's he got to be... Oh, let me ask Ty. Ty, will you shut that door real quick? Why's he got to be a fucking asshole?
I was just going to say, someone's got to say it. What a fucking asshole Bill is. God.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm steaming right now.
You and me both, brother.
God.
What the hell was that?
That was a ricochet shot.
What a fucking jerk. Are you kidding me?
Wear a looser shirt, take the fucking helmet off, and put it on the right way.
Sprinted in here like a bat out of hell.
Yeah, almost as fast to get the food this morning. Hero.
Pretty good singer. Pretty good singer out of you.
How are the Knights
doing? Absolute hero.
I think they're leading the NHL in points. No big deal. Every time I fucking watch them, they lose, though. So, you know, I kind of just got to check back in. And
how's the state of Iowa sports?
Pretty good. We're looking for a new OC. You know, basketball team stinks.
Deacon Hill leading the boys to a victory in the Citrus Bowl.
We'll see. You know, you never know. The boys are obviously heartbroken that Joey Labus is transferring.
Yeah. Spencer Petras.
Petras also.
Yeah, where is Petras going?
Utah State.
Utah State, and fuck you, Ty. Why the fuck are you sending this guy to me?
I don't think he's going
to stay. Well, Mitt, I actually don't have much to do with it's kind of his decision.
Mitt's a Utah State guy?
Apparently.
He was born in the hospital.
Fucking born on campus.
Born on campus at
the only college I actually kind of give a shit about.
Okay.
Never heard this before.
You never heard this?
Never.
Once. Dude, once a month we get this story.
But the Iowa women's basketball obviously is fucking, you know.
What's happening with our men's squad?
Are they not shooting the ball?
No, they always shoot the ball pretty well.
Defense. They're not playing defense?
They can't hold anyone to under 100, which is a little bit of an issue.
Fran needs to get out there and slap the court.
Fran just got ejected the other night against Michigan. Yeah, first time this season, so that's always...
Now we're where that's, we need
to be. Yeah, we are in the great game.
Yeah, now we're...
They're just not very good.
No, I don't like it.
Yeah, we're looking at a...
It doesn't feel right.
Do we not have a Murray? Is there not a third Murray?
There's not a third Murray, bro. We're looking at a 15-17 season. And
are we going to make the tournament?
15-17.
The NIT?
We're not going to make the tournament?
15 and 17 won't get it.
15 and 17 will not get it done. I hope they make the NIT. If not, we may be looking at a CBI invitation.
Ooh. CBI is a good tournament.
It is a good tournament. Yeah. It is a good tournament.
We always bet it.
We do. You find some winners in the CBI.
But, you know, we'll see. I mean, we'll see how they may win.
Good luck out there.
Big thing. Yeah, good luck to Duquesne. I know they got a good team this year.
7-2.
Wow.
Maybe 8-2.
They might get the tournament.
What's Pitt doing?
8-10 is tough. Pitt's always got a good basketball team.
Well, not lately, but they've been rebounding.
Under James Dixon.
Yeah, obviously.
But since Jamie's left.
Yeah, they hired Kevin Stallings, who's a bit of a sack of shit. Fired pretty quick.
You know, Ben Hallen really took that, and then he handed it off to Jamie, and then, yeah.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Hire Jeff Capel and fucking restore him to glory.
Bingo. Good luck, Kathy.
Well said. Good luck in here.
Oh, we're 5-5 right now.
The Bill's an asshole. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you for your... Thank you also, you as well, Nick.
Good luck.
You got anything on your way out either?
No, I'm still trying to see...
What Pitt's record
is? Oh, Pitt's basketball team.
Oh, dude.
What?
Whoa.
What?
Cignetti just made his first big move.
What'd he do?
What'd he do?
I cannot see the notification.
Curtis Rourke.
No! IU quarterbacks be Curtis Rourke?
Oh, Pitt 7-3.
Holy shit.
Holy
shit. Is it going to be...
Cignetti's done it.
No, is it going to be gimme,
we just
gimme.
Missed Ty getting fucking... We just missed a... Who do we hate?
Is it going to be... gimme the Indiana Hoosiers?
I think it is.
I mean, the Big Ten just got put on notice.
I might be at every IU game this year.
We are not doing
this. I mean, who said that you had to go?
That is not. That's
okay.
That's
not uninvited.
We are going.
Yeah, you're uninvited.
I am not going to an IU football.
I'm buying season tickets right now.
I've never been to Bloomington.
Hold on, Mitt. Do you not hate Purdue?
Who do we hate? Purdue.
No, Mitt's brother went to Purdue.
Yeah, I do not give a shit about Purdue. I kind of do hate Purdue. I also kind of hate IU. It's kind of a weird thing. I really am a Ball State fan.
Just a jaded guy.
Yeah.
No, I like Ball State.
You hate a lot.
And Ball Michigan State. And Ohio State.
Alex Highsmith also cleared concussion protocol.
That means TJ and Alex will both be there Saturday.
In the Loud House.
In the Loud House.
Loud House. I can't wait. I wish JJ was coming to hear the horsepower.
Why isn't he?
He's at Everton Burnley.
Priorities, man.
He could make it back in time.
I was talking to the boys earlier. I'm not as confident. In the bowl game money line parlay this year.
You gotta trust your art.
Trust
your art.
Last year was
even your art.
Last year was an 18 gamer. I got 12.
That's soft.
I can push it to 18.
Get the Bobcats in there.
They're not in there.
Push it to 18.
I promise you the Bobcats.
Put the Bobcats in around Robin and push it.
We also have the MLS draft next Tuesday.
Sweet. Holy shit.
Yep.
Sweet. What about footy for tomorrow?
Oh, footy for tomorrow. Sorry, I was caught up.
The Tottenham Hotspurs.
I like Werder Bremen, double chance versus Gladbach.
Sure.
Juventus money line versus Genoa. Monaco money line versus Lyon. And Tottenham money line at Nottingham Forest. Minus 140 seems light.
Yeah, that's a little sketchy though, going to the Forest.
Ha!
Yeah,
Saquon did the Sunny Digital Selly.
Yeah, that was sick.
Was sick.
What do you think about Lombo saying that about your boys?
Yeah, see, I was expecting Lombo to at least touch. He's kind of abandoned the whole six back offense thing. Remember, he was beating that drum.
Boy, he's not going to. Yeah, listen, we love Tommy DeVito. He's not going to give six back offense to Tommy DeVito.
But Tommy DeVito has brought an element of a six-pack offense that Danny Dimes felt like he always would and then never did.
Oh, Daniel did. I mean, he had 400 rushing yards against Minnesota Vikings last year in a playoff game.
See, my issue with Dimes now that we've been sitting with DeVito, sitting with T-Mobile, I think the problem...
Don't bring T-Mobile into this.
I think the problem's up here.
No.
I think it might be, too. He's too smart.
He's fast, and he's got a good arm. Good arm talent, but it's just putting it all together up here. I don't know if he,
and
Dayball, I don't know if
hates
he is
him.
Smart.
And Dayball hates him.
Dayball loves him like an adopted son that he did not draft, but chose to work with.
Yeah, he hates him.
I don't think Lombo. We just, you know, let's see it for more for a little longer.
The shelf life for Tommy DeVito is a decade.
I hope so.
We're going to get where DeVito plays like five games for the Giants for the next 10 years.
I'm cool
with that. We talked about it yesterday. Like, this story ends on a Monday night. Kelly Green's. They should do the blackout.
Kelly Green. I got the Kelly Green.
Because the Giants have never won against the blackout. But we're going to go to the link. Brandon Graham and Fletcher Cox are going to lick their chops. The baby rhino is going to be running wild. Tommy DeVito is going to be running for his life. Probably get injured. T-Mobile will come in. And we're going to lose by 40.
Probably.
The best part is that the Eagles are going to win out now because of how their schedule is.
Yeah, how we have the Eagles twice still.
And then we'll get to where everyone's going to think the Eagles are back, and then we'll get them, whoever they're playing, a number in the playoffs.
They will be back because they will beat the shit out of the Giants, and they'd be all hyped up. I think
they might lose at Seattle on Monday.
That's the team.
Couple if teams. Geno is back.
Couple teams. Oh, you're giving up on your guy?
No, I would never.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow for Picks Friday.
Oh.
Good luck.
God bless.
Mitt, finish this out before we say hammer down.
Just win, baby. Al Davis.
Hammer down.
Down.
Oh, yeah.